Welcome to your first introductory lesson in our 7-part series on sex and intimacy. My name is Alina Frank. Together with my partner, Dr. Craig Weiner, we will be taking you on a journey from healing your sexual challenges to expanding your capacity to feel greater and greater connection in your relationship. We will accomplish all this through quick and easy techniques. I am an EFT practitioner, mentor, coach, and a moderator on Gary Craig's EFT Women Wise Forum. I've instructed and assisted thousands of clients and students around the world, and my experiences have inspired this body of work.
And hello, my name is Dr. Craig Weiner, and I'm very excited about working with you today, and hopefully throughout the rest of our class series. In case you're finding yourself smiling and wondering, did they really just say that their names were Frank and Weiner for a sex class? The answer is yes. It's both cosmically humorous and serendipitous that we have joined together here to offer this course to you on intimacy and sexuality. We laugh together as we entertain the possibility of renaming this program the Frank and Weiner Show, but I think it was wise that we decided against that. Let's just say that there's a sense of destiny here that does not go unnoticed. Personally, I've been a practitioner in the healing arts field for nearly 25 years, 18 years as a doctor of chiropractic, and also as a workshop and retreat leader, a lecturer, a creator and director of interprofessional educational and healing arts programs. My interest in sexuality as a path for healing has led me to teachings and study in the field of sacred sexuality, tantra, Native American Kwadoshka, sexual teachings, and more. This background, together with a passion for energy psychology techniques, especially EFT, has led me to presenting this information to you, which I hope you will find to be both inspiring and truly life-transforming.
After years of specializing in the field of relationships, I have yet to come by a faster, more effective process for creating joy, greater sensual and sexual expression, ecstatic adventures, and a mutually loving bond that only increases with time. In each class, you will receive a downloadable presentation filled with clear instructions, tapping scripts, and homework designed to step-by-step eradicate blocks that interfere with your dream of having a physically and emotionally satisfying sex life. Bring a glass of water and something to jot notes down with to each week's class, and make sure that you view this entire first video as you will get your first assignment near the end. Now I'd like to go over the basics of tapping, which is at the heart of energy meridian therapy. You can visit my website at tapyourpower.net, click on the free gift section, and print out a chart to help you. Don't worry if you haven't memorized this entire process by the time we actually do some tapping. I will verbally guide you each and every time. We will use the terms EFT and tapping interchangeably throughout the series. If you've never done anything like this before, you can have fun online where you can explore hundreds of sites and a growing number of studies on this topic. I especially recommend visiting the epicenter of the EFT world at www.emofree.com, where you can learn the technique in more depth with over 140 hours of instructional DVDs. You can also pick up the EFT manual that has been distributed to over 1 million people in 14 different languages. In the energy psychology worldview, we assume that most issues are emotional and that negative emotions are a result of blocks in the energy system. What causes these blocks? Trauma, painful experiences, or basically anything that is really too much for your mind to handle when it actually happens. You put these things aside that stress you, create time and space between you and the event, and you think that they're done, but unfortunately, most of the time, they're really not if they're very traumatic. You will often continue to recreate situations that will trigger you until you finally release the disruption through some process. Nowhere is this cycle more obvious than in bed. The largest, most powerful sex organ in the body is not between your legs, but between your ears. Incidentally, we're referring to the same energy system that has been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, and this is why we say that we are performing emotional acupuncture without needles. What do we use instead? Well, our very handy fingertips. That's right. As weird as this might sound at first, you will soon be convinced as you start to feel the results almost immediately. You will be tapping on the points of your face and upper body. And to begin, you will take the fingers of your dominant hand and tap on the side of your other hand between the base of the pinky and the top of the wrist. This is known as the karate chop point for obvious reasons. We usually begin all the rounds of tapping by stating an affirmation statement 3 times while tapping on this area. You will be going at a pretty quick pace, something like tap, 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 tap. How hard should you tap? Tap about the same pressure that you would apply if you were drumming a tabletop or pushing the numbers on a touch-tone phone whose keys are a bit sticky. It makes no difference if you tap harder, and you might actually do some bruising, so be gentle, but enough pressure that you feel it. Okay, step one is complete. You tap on the side of the hand while repeating the affirmation statement. The next place to tap is on the top of the head. You will be using the 4 fingers of your dominant hand again and again. You'll be tapping continuously, again at a quick pace. Next, take 2 fingers and tap on the center of the forehead. This is called the third eye point. Next, 2 fingers on the start of the eyebrow, closest to the bridge of the nose, and this is the eyebrow point. Next, 2 fingers on the side of the eye, on the bone just outside the socket, but not so close that you blink. It makes no difference whether you tap on the right side of the face or the left, cross over the midline, or both sides with both hands simultaneously. It really doesn't make a difference. The next point is under the eye, and that is about 1 inch below the center of the pupil on the bony ridge. The next point is under the nose. It's midway between the bottom of the nose and the top of the upper lip. The next point is below the bottom lip on the indent or line above your chin. This is the chin point. The collarbone point is next. For this point, you will make a fist and gently tap on the area where a man would tie the knot of his necktie. The next point is under the arm, and since this is a large area, you will again use 4 fingers. It is located under the armpit on the side of the body where a woman's bra strap crosses to the back. This is called the underarm point. Finally, you will go back up to the top of the head and tap, and I usually ask you to take a deep breath in and out to finish the tapping round. Don't worry if this seems like a lot to learn all at once. We will be verbally guiding you when the time comes.
So why is sex so important? Images of sex dominate conversations, magazine covers, television commercials, movies. References to sex are ubiquitous, and we all know that sex sells everything from alcohol to cars to pretty much anything that advertisers want to sell you. Internet bandwidth has more pages and sites dedicated to sex than any other single topic. So, it's undeniable that sex, or at least the referencing and talking about it and the discussion of it, is certainly prevalent everywhere that we look and listen. But does that make it important? Let's explore some of the ways that you might find that having a healthy sex life is important to you. How about sex and happiness? Well, I certainly imagine that if you're listening to this, you want to be happy, and guess what? According to a Dartmouth study of over 16,000 Americans, sex, yes, sex, is the number one activity that produces the single largest amount of happiness. Good to know. And if you think that being happy may be a little overrated, you know, maybe I want to live longer. So longevity is important for you. Well, just look to the Journal of Gerontology, because they reported that, quote, happiness was found to predict longevity better than any other health aspect or physical activity. So sex equals happiness equals longevity. On aging gracefully, according to research that's extolled and spoken about by Dr. Oz, you know, Oprah's favorite physician, having 200 orgasms a year can reduce your physiological age by over 6 years. The beneficial effects of sex on your health are enormous. Here is but just a short sampling of studies that speak to how frequent shagging helps to keep the doctor away. Worried about your heart? Well, a Queen's University study reported that men who have sex 3 or more times per week will result in a, get ready for this, 50% decrease in a man's risk of heart attack and stroke. Do you have frequent colds? A Wilkes University study showed that sex 1 to 2 times per week boosted immune response by a solid 30%. Do you not make it to the gym often enough? Well, exercise and fitness equate to regular romps in the hay, because what it does is it increases heart health. It can burn off a good 200 calories. It can tone core muscle and pelvic strength, regulate women's menstrual cycles, reduce a man's risk of prostate cancer, produce endorphins enough to reduce physical pain, and yes, has even been shown to offer temporary relief from, yes, headaches. So if we take a look at if having sex is important enough to have us make changes in our life, we find that over 20 million men are seeking pharmaceutical assistance with Viagra alone on a regular basis. Many men have a problem of impotency or erectile dysfunction or ED and are looking for any way they can to overcome it. All statistics show this problem to be on the rise, and we find that dealing with the underlying emotional issues through tapping is a safe and extremely effective and side effect free way of helping to create a healthier sex life by healing unresolved emotional issues which can interfere with a healthy and free sexual expression. A healthy sex life can bring about greater intimacy in a relationship. We all know that. The physical act alone causes surges in the hug hormone oxytocin. This results in an increased level of trust, bonding, connection, cuddling. It lowers stress, it increases desire, and it sends messages to the brain to secrete neurotransmitters that make us feel good both about ourselves and about our partner. And lastly, lovemaking is important because it can be a vehicle, a path really to wonder, to seeing your partner in their greatest and most godly aspects. This same act has the potential to create the most miraculous of things, a new life. This path to sacredness and the birthing of new connections and new life is certainly worth the time and the effort to make it all that it can be. So now, I know that you knew that sex was important, but now we have expanded the scope of it from just a joyful and pleasurable act to something that is important for happiness, for longevity, for health, and for sacredness.
The problems. There are four types of sexual dysfunction. First, sexual pain disorders, or ouch, that hurts. I've been in my practice with women that have had this, and it shows up more with women than in men, actually. It can be as severe as vaginal atrophy, where sex is physically impossible, or as simple as discomfort during penetration. Second, sexual desire disorders, or honey, I have a headache. Incidentally, the little blue pill does nothing for desire, but merely increases blood flow to the penis. It does not address the root emotional cause of why a man would not want to have sex or have sex with a particular person in the first place. All you have to do is look on the manufacturer's website to see that the side effects of these drugs can be devastating. Why not try tapping on the cause instead? One question you can ask yourself to discover the cause is, if I could be fully sexual again, what might the repercussions be? I've seen male clients who were so traumatized by past relationships that when it was time to consummate a new loving partnership, they just could not do it until they had healed those old wounds. Third, sexual arousal disorders, or honey, I've fallen and I can't get it up. This problem is far from being isolated to men. According to USA Today, between 30 to 50% of adult women have no sex drive. Many sources are claiming that we are currently in the midst of an epidemic of sexless marriages in America. If we know that stress, time pressures, lack of connection, and financial strain can kill your libido, is it that far of a stretch to suggest that most, if not all, sexual problems can be healed by applying energy psychology or EFT? Fourth, orgasmic disorders are so frustrated. You want to scare an inorgasmic woman to death? Tell her that you can read her mind during sex. It might read something like, oh, this is silly. I feel fat. I don't know what's taking him so long. What's for dinner? My mother would die if she saw me now. Quite often, simply tapping on all those nagging voices before climbing in the sack can relax a woman enough. The pleasure that an orgasm can bring is not only important for the health reasons Dr. Craig went over, but many men report to me that there is nothing that gives them greater satisfaction and joy than bringing their partners to orgasm. The associations and connections that our minds create are amazing. One that consistently shows up in my practice with premature ejaculators is the memory of having been caught self-pleasuring at a young age. The trauma and embarrassment of getting busted by a family member, friend, or anyone else for that matter, causes these men's subconscious minds to reach orgasm climax quickly so that it may never happen again. Lastly, the areas of internet pornography, addiction, and past sexual abuse are so pervasive that we will address them individually in later classes. The greatest contributing predominant negative emotion to these dysfunctions is fear.
We have evolved in our evolution from the reptilian brain to the crowning glory of Homo sapiens, the neocortex of the brain. However, that part of our distant past still does play a part in our sexuality. We're hardwired to detect danger in our surroundings, and that includes who are we physically close to, is it safe, and who we become reactive or who we're triggered by. We can choose to have hot animalistic sex, aka reptilian sex, but to really create intimacy, to find greater self-love and greater self-expression, to reach altered states and nurturing connection with another, we need to activate the higher functioning, more evolved neocortex. Those things can't happen if you're in fight or flight or freeze response, and that's engaged especially through the emotion of fear. Here are some of the most common fears regarding sexuality that we will actually tap on to release. I want you to think about unearthing something about your feelings toward wanting or not wanting sex that you don't want to know. How scary is that? For example, I'm scared of finding some issue that's just too big, too frightening, or too dark for me to really address. I'm scared of causing a rift in my current relationship. Everything's going pretty well. What if I suddenly really want more sex and allow myself to feel that? My current relationship might have to change in order to be sexual fulfilling. My fear of embarrassment of having to actually talk out loud about it. My partner might judge what I want and what I'm asking for. My embarrassment about my preferences and what others might think, feel, or say about them. I'm scared that I might not get what I want, so I'd rather just not ask for it all because otherwise I'll be really disappointed. I can't tell my partner because he or she might feel hurt or even offended.
Okay, good. Let's get started with some tapping. Start tapping on your karate chop point and repeat after me, or Craig. He'll be repeating what I say. Even though I am scared that I will uncover some problem.
Even though I'm scared that I will uncover some problem.
That is too big for me.
That is just too big for me.
I fully accept myself.
I fully accept myself.
Even though there's a part of me that would rather remain in the dark about my sexual problems.
Even though there's a part of me that would rather remain in the dark about my sexual problems.
That's okay. I can accept where I am right now.
That's okay. I can accept where I am right now.
Even though I don't want to face my greatest fears in bed.
Even though I don't want to face my greatest fears in bed.
I love myself anyway.
I love myself anyway.
Okay, top of the head. I'm scared of what I might discover.
I'm scared of what I might discover.
Third eye. I might find something I don't really want to know.
I might find something I really don't want to know.
Start of the eyebrow. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Side of eye. I'm really scared.
I'm really scared.
Under the eye. It might be too dark to be revealed.
It might be too dark to be revealed.
Under nose. There's a part of me that would have it remain buried.
There's a part of me that would have it remain buried.
Chin point. I might feel too overwhelmed.
I might feel too overwhelmed.
Collarbone. I'm scared of looking for the problem.
I'm scared of looking for the problem.
Under the arm. I might actually find it.
I might actually find it.
Top of head. What if I could simply allow it to reveal itself?
What if I could simply allow it to reveal itself?
Third eye. To bring awareness to it could actually lighten it.
To bring awareness to it could actually lighten it.
Eyebrow. If I allow myself the insights.
If I allow myself the insights.
I might actually be taking a step towards healing.
I might actually be taking a step towards healing.
Side of eye. What other areas of my life could possibly expand?
What other areas of my life could possibly expand?
As a result of this awareness.
As a result of this awareness.
Under eye. There is a part of me that's ready to look at these issues to have them worked on.
There is a part of me that's ready to look at these issues to have them worked on.
Under nose. I choose for this part of me to prevail now.
I choose for this part of me to prevail now.
Chin point. I am feeling hopeful about this process and choose to feel safe as I explore these issues.
I am feeling hopeful about this process and I choose to feel safe as I explore these issues.
Collarbone. I choose to feel compassionate, patient, and loving towards myself during this process.
I choose to feel compassionate and patient and loving towards myself during this process.
Underarm, I claim my birthright to be happy, peaceful, joyful, and grateful.
I claim my birthright to be happy, peaceful, joyful, and grateful.
About my commencing on this journey.
About my commencing on this journey.
Top of head, of full sexual expression.
Of full sexual expression.
Deep breath in and out. You know that joke that it's easier to tell your banker about your finances than it is to talk to anyone about sex? I think we're addressing that.
I think so. So let's go even further forward. What about the possibility for using this sex thing for something really, really great? I mean, how far can this work really take you? Well, how big do you dare to dream? How expansive are the possibilities of deep intimacy and outrageously shared sexual connection? The possibility of greatness resides within the practice of cultivating this vitality, this life force, this kundalini energy, as is often referred to. Wayne Dyer refers to the timelessness and universality of the pleasurable sound of in his book, The Power of Intention. How do you spell that? A-A-H-H-H-H-H. In the book, The Power of Intention, he says that that familiar sound is used so frequently during the pleasures of sex, it also is, interestingly enough, common to all the names of God. Yahweh, Allah, Ra, Jehovah, Krishna, Kali, Yeshua. So perhaps the religious separation of God and sex has actually kept us farther away, rather than allowing ourselves to feel even closer to the divine through our physical and sensory form. Combining both spirituality and intimacy is a concept that's beautifully explored by a wonderful author named David Dieta, especially in his book called Finding God Through Sex. He states very eloquently, quote, "Practice worshiping and relaxing in communion with the divine through the physical form of your lover. Actually feel your lover's form to be the form of the divine." He also states, "If you treat your lover's form as the divine, as a sacred incarnation of infinite spirit, then your sexing will serve to liberate him or her from anything less." In a different paradigm, thousands of years of study in the field of Chinese medicine differentiates and speaks to the need for the balancing of yin, or feminine energy, and yang, or masculine or male energy. Yin energy is nurturing, it's creative, cooperative, intuitive, receptive, and yielding to outside forces, and it points really to the importance of a beingness in order to achieve your dreams. Yang energy is exemplified by giving and doing. It's action-oriented, often strong, practical, and dutiful. The balance is where it's really all at. The balance of yin and yang is where the magic happens, both within oneself and in the context of relationship. As an individual, as well as in the context of partnership, the balance of giving combined with receiving has far more potential for healing than having giver-giver or receiver-receiver. The most powerful sexual experiences are most often the ones when there is a clear definition in the moment of a potent masculine and a potent feminine force that are co-joined in balance, no matter which gender is carrying that energy at the time.
Altered experiences during sex are not only set aside for lifelong students of Tantra, and even Jewish mysticism speaks of sacred feminine and masculine energies in ancient texts. And in fact, the Kabbalists consider the very erotic Song of Songs to be the most sacred part of the Bible. You are an enclosed garden with a secret fountain. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vines flourish, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. Blow upon my garden, let its alluring perfumes pour forth.
The Mindshift Institute reports that 10 to 12% of adults in the United States have at least one transcendent sexual episode in a lifetime. Scientific research has revealed how when certain neuronal aspects of the brain are stimulated and have been recreated in the laboratory, spiritual experiences can be created. Others may try to reach this state with certain substances. So why not forego the electrodes on your head or the hangover the next morning and explore the truly great possibilities that exist for you with a loving partner? Let's go ahead and do some tapping for the infinite greatness that you can begin to sense as you embark on this path. And get ready. Here we go. Get those tapping fingers going on the top of the head, and we start with, I allow myself the chance to feel, see, and touch.
I allow myself the chance to feel, see, and touch.
All those parts of me that may have been long dormant.
All those parts of me that may have been long dormant.
Third eye. I choose to feel safe.
I choose to feel safe.
As I uncover those blocks that have impeded my growth.
As I uncover those blocks that have impeded my growth.
In this area of my life.
In this area of my life.
Eyebrow. What if this were something I could learn easily?
What if this was something I could learn easily?
That could actually bring my partner and I closer together.
That I could actually learn to bring my partner and I closer together.
Side of eye. How would I feel if we were to love that deeply?
How would I feel if we were to love that deeply?
On a physical and spiritual level.
On a spiritual and physical level.
Under eye. What could I gain from mastering my true sexual nature?
What could I gain from mastering my true sexual nature?
Under the nose. Are there other limitations that I could transcend as a result of this healing?
Are there other limitations that I could transcend as a result of this healing?
Chin point. I'm ready to tap on this issue.
I'm ready to tap on this issue.
And I'm ready for an open and honest assessment of my sex life.
And I'm ready for an open and honest assessment of my sex life.
Collarbone. What have I got to lose except what's hindering me?
What have I got to lose except what's hindering me?
Under the arm. I am grateful for being given this body that can experience pleasure.
I am grateful for being given this body that I can experience real pleasure.
Good. Top of the head. I intend to assist my mind, body, and spirit.
I intend to assist my mind, body, and spirit.
So they may work in conjunction with one another.
So that they can work in conjunction with one another.
Soon I will be seeing, feeling, touching, and knowing.
Soon I will be seeing, feeling, touching, and knowing.
Just how magnificent I truly am.
Just how magnificent I truly am. We hope that you have been titillated and we've whet your appetite for what lies ahead in this series. Each week we will build on the foundation of the last one. You will receive specific assignments to work out some of the most common challenges in the bedroom and move you closer to your own personal and unique sexual nirvana. Those weekly topics will include monsters under the bed, dealing with past abuse and relationships. The mirror over the bed, healing body self-image issues. The doctor in the bed, physical arousal, hormones, disorders. The priest in the bed, working with morals and judgments. The wired bed, how stress affects lovemaking and how to reverse it. Who's in your bed now? Our top 7 tips for tending the flame or resurrecting the heat with your partner. Your homework assignment this week is to go back to the list of fears and carefully sit down with how those are applicable to you and your situation and tap on each one while simultaneously listening to your inner voice. That inner voice will lead you to getting more specific, and specificity is what supercharges the tapping. For example, if you find that the statement that most resonates is, I feel scared to tell my partner for fear that they might feel hurt or might feel offended, then I would have you try to write down specific times in this relationship or in another one where you've had this actually happen, where you said something that hurt someone or they were offended by what you said. What you must realize is that our minds learn by the law of associative memory. The fear that is showing up now is likely due to an event from your past, and the more you can tap on the origins of this pattern of fear, the more likely you can completely collapse it. If at any time you feel particularly afraid, anxious, or sad, and it's very, very intense, then continue to tap on all the points. Just continue to tap and tap and tap and tap until the overwhelming emotions subside. You really don't need to say anything at that point. Just keep tapping until you feel relief. We look forward to doing this again next week. So until then, don't forget, keep on tapping.